The award is to be given to an employee at Guelapi Regional Medical Center that is currently advancing their healthcare career and reflects key characteristics of Betty Ann Mathis, such as a strong work ethic, passion for healthcare, team spirit, and a desire to help and serve others. Applauding the Guelapi Regional Medical Foundation's efforts of establishing this award is Jeff Kaler, chair of the scholarship committee. Kaler says the committee, which has always had a vision for this tribute, is thankful that it now comes in conjunction with Mathis's recent retirement from the GRMC Board of Managers. The milestone marks the end of 60-plus continuous years of serving the medical community as one of the founders of the local hospital and all of its implementations along the way.
She has been a lifeblood to the hospital here in Seguin, and as director of nursing, she was a caregiver and a teacher to young nurses and developing the lifeblood of that hospital and the way they were going to do business at that hospital. She was a teacher about that. And then as mayor of Seguin, as a city council member and then mayor, she exemplified that role that the hospital played in this community to make it a viable community. We needed a community area hospital to be really top-notch. And so her vision and her leadership and her teaching and love for the hospital just made it pretty adamant that we needed to honor her legacy in this way.
Mathis says she is honored by the scholarship endowment fund that has been established to continue the work in progress of all those at GRMC.
I, myself, you know, I think it's wonderful. Name it after me, that's an honor, but it's no reason. Because I'm not the one that has made us where we are. It's been a group of people ever since I remember that we were over there on Winard Street, that the people that have come together to this hospital are a wonderful group. And all we need is the support of people so that they can be, just like that young man that I was happy to give the very first one to. He was so happy.
And that young man that was awarded the inaugural scholarship was Tanner Penshorn. Penshorn, who started at GRMC as an ER tech, now works as an LVN in the hospital's ER department. Penshorn says although he had never met Mathis, he definitely knew of her.
Pretty honored. I mean, it's pretty cool to receive something from a woman who's done so much for Seguin.
Penshorn, who was presented with the $1,000 scholarship, says the money has already gone to tuition. Now he looks forward to his new plans for the future.
I'm an LVN right now in the ER, and I will finish in December with my RN. And then I plan to continue going BSN and maybe nurse practitioner.
Mathis is having been a part of the GRMC family for years. She knows just how important these types of scholarships are and how they wouldn't be possible without the employees who work behind the scenes to make it all happen, including the Medical Foundation's CEO, Elaine Bennett.
And so I'm just excited, and I just want everybody to know I take very little credit for it. You look at that lovely lady that's of the foundation who works all the time and is great and doing things. And there's other people in here. The only thing that is with me, they were nice enough to maybe name it after me, but I want to be able to be an example. But there's many, many other people out there that are doing more than me, and I know it because now I'm 88 years old, and so the generations behind me are doing a wonderful job in this hospital. And I am just proud that I've been a part of it all these years.
Kaler says the scholarship committee looks to continue this award and encourages the community to support those looking to elevate themselves while they continue to work at GRMC.
We'll be an annual scholarship. We are constantly and currently and will be soliciting funds from people. If someone would like to contribute to the fund in Betty Ann's honor, that would be awesome. The scholarship will be awarded every year to one person with this particular scholarship. I think the vision for the foundation is that it will be to help an employee of Guelapi Regional Medical Center who want to not just better themselves and extend their education experience, but wants to take their experience to the next level, who is a nurse but wants to go to medical school, or a receptionist that ready to become a nurse.
Those wishing to give to the scholarship are asked to visit grmedfoundation.org or call 401-1385. That's 830-401-1385. 1385. Cindy Aguirre, KWED News.